Good morning. As I was studying yesterday, I read a story I'd like to share with you. It's a story about a little girl. Her name is Michelle. Michelle, she was two, and she liked to go outside by herself and explore. But her dad and her mom were afraid for her when she did that because they were afraid she might get hurt or she might get lost. So they would always lock the doors to make sure she didn't get outside alone. Well, one day they got busy and they were doing work in the house and cleaning up after supper. And dad goes, "Where's Michelle?"
"Here."
Yeah, that's what everybody thought. "Has anybody seen her?" And they said, "Well, no, we haven't seen her since supper time." So he rushed upstairs thinking she might be upstairs. She wasn't there. He rushed downstairs. She wasn't there. And then he saw that the front door was open. He rushed out the front door and he's looking around. He's hollering, "Michelle, where are you?" Nothing. He couldn't hear anything. He rushed in the house. "Did you guys find her?"
"Yeah."
"We haven't seen her." He rushed out in the backyard. "Michelle, where are you?" He couldn't hear her. She didn't answer. He thought, "Well, maybe she's up in the treehouse. I'll go up there and I'll look up in the treehouse." No Michelle. But while he was up there, he could see down the street, and way down the street, what do you think he saw? He saw Michelle. She was down in the neighbor's yard, and she was looking at the flowers, and he hollered, "Michelle," and he ran down the ladder. He ran out the front gate and ran down the street, and he scooped her up in his arms, and he hugged her, and he kissed her, and he carried her home, and he prayed to God and thanked him for keeping her safe while she was missing. Jesus taught a similar story to that in the Bible reading today. He says, you know, there was a man who had, well, he had this is 100 cotton balls. I wrote 100 sheep on here. He had 100. He had 100 sheep. And Jesus said, "Well, what if one gets lost?" "That's okay. I've got a whole bag of cotton balls. I don't need that one." Do you think that's what he said? No, he said, "You know what? Let's keep these all safe. Let's zip this up. Let's keep the sheep where they're nice and safe. And I'm going to go and I'm going to find that other one. And I'm not going to stop looking until I find them." Just like the lost cotton ball. Just like Michelle. Did Jesus come to save us? Have you ever been lost?
No.
Have you been? It's kind of scary, isn't it? I got lost one time in the store. My mom was looking at clothes and I ducked underneath the rack and between the clothes. I thought, this is kind of cool. But then she walked down the next row. And I didn't know where she was. And it was very scary. Sometimes for us it's scary. So scary that Jesus came to look for us. Did he find us? Did he find you? Where is he living right now?
In heaven.
He's in heaven and he's in our heart. Yes, so can we ever be lost to him?
He died on a cross.
He died on a cross. He died on a cross. Right there, he died on a cross. He did to save us. And now we are safe with him. Does he like it when we talk to him?
Yes.
I have a question for you. What about those big kids out there, all those big people? Does he love them? Yes, he does. Should we talk to him? Let's pray. Dear Lord, we thank you so much that these kids are here. We thank you that they know you. And especially that you know them and that you have come looking for them and that you have found them and that you have saved them, that you're always with them. Lord, as they grow bigger and stronger, help us as a church to help mom and dad and grandpa to help them to grow bigger and stronger in the faith. We pray these things trusting in you, in Jesus' name.